We have some additions to our weather announcements this morning. The Muscadet Public Library is closed, and due to the predicted dangerous weather conditions, Town and Country Sanitation is canceling garbage pickup in Muscadet. And then the Village of Muscadet, snow emergency starting at 10 tonight, running through 10 tomorrow morning. This means no parking on any village streets Friday evening and continuing until Saturday morning at 10. Optional places to park: parking lots at the laundromat, swimming pool, and parking lot at Riverside Park by the bathhouse and boat landing. AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What now? The Houthis say the U.S. will pay for those strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. The AP's Jennifer King.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th.
The reason for last night's action was self-defense.
Talking to Sky News, UK Defense Minister James Heapy notes that two nights ago, British and American Navy ships suffered attacks as well.
Attacks onto HMS Diamond, a Royal Navy destroyer that is currently in the southern Red Sea, alongside three U.S. Navy destroyers.
In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman, Brigadier General Yahya Sari, vowed retaliation, saying there were 73 raids with five military members killed and six wounded.
Here in the U.S., you may see some snow, heavy rain, dangerous cold, or even tornadoes in the next day or two, depending upon where you live. There's a blizzard warning for much of Iowa as presidential candidates campaign there ahead of Monday's caucuses. Republican Ron DeSantis is the governor of, well, Florida.
I was here last week, and I was in different parts of Iowa. It was like 25, 28, 30 degrees. And I'm just like, look, I'm a Floridian. I can handle this. This is no problem. 28 degrees, especially with not being windy. Yeah, bring it on. No problem.
The U.S. will increase oversight of Boeing after a panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. Israel is denying allegations that its war in Gaza amounts to genocide against Palestinians. The U.N.'s top court is holding hearings. This is AP News. If you've been thinking about buying a house, we've got some news about mortgage rates for you.
U.S. mortgage rates blipped up higher again this week. For the second straight week, Freddie Mac reports mortgage rates rose, now at 6.66% on average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. It's the highest level in 4 weeks after prices started declining in late October based on the 10-year Treasury yield. Higher rates have crushed homebuyers' purchasing power at a time when home prices have been rising and homeowners are still hanging on to their existing properties, which were likely financed at considerably lower rates. 2 years ago, the average mortgage rate was 3.45%. I'm Jackie Quinn.
First Lady Jill Biden says the president's age is an asset. He's 81, the oldest American leader in history. She says he's got wisdom and experience. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Happy New Year from the Creative Outlet. Let me help you with your New Year's resolution to catch up with your scrapbooking projects. With great products for all four seasons and my help, you're sure to find exactly what you need to make this New Year's resolution stick. Come see me at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Feral Gas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Feral Gas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Feral Gas. Click feralgas.com or call 647-2164.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new white hazelnut bark coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
If you're interested in learning more about the basic truths found in Scripture, the people at Trinity Apostolic Faith Church in Richland Center invite you to join them for Sunday school beginning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship is at 11. Sunday evening service is at 5. And Wednesday Bible study at 7. You'll enjoy a warm, traditional environment, and you'll learn about Jesus, the light of the world. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church, 489 South Larson Street, Richland Center. To learn more, visit the web at apostolicfaith.org or call 647-8758.
Consider this. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Acts 9:3-4. Mousab Youssef was a young Palestinian who wanted to be a fighter. He was first arrested at 10 years of age and wanted to be just like his father, a devout Muslim who was a founding leader of Hamas. While helping his father, he observed abject poverty, suffering, torture, and death. One day, as Mousab was walking past the Damascus gate, he was invited to a Bible study. Mousab was given a New Testament. He recounted, I began at the beginning, and when I got to the Sermon on the Mount, I thought, wow, this guy Jesus is really impressive. Every verse seemed to touch a deep wound in my life. Somehow it had the power to heal my soul and give me hope. Jesus' words made sense to him, and overwhelmed, he began to weep. He continued to read about Jesus and to pray, and eventually was secretly baptized. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the much-talked-about storm system is finally starting to move into our region with snow this morning. The center of this low-pressure area was over Missouri this morning. It will strengthen rapidly as it travels up towards Chicago by this evening and into lower Michigan by tomorrow morning. This will not only create periods of moderate to heavy snow for us, it will also bring stronger winds by midday lasting through early tomorrow, which will create plenty of blowing and drifting snow. So be very careful if you must go out. It's best if you can postpone your travel today and tonight. Winter storm warning in effect up through noon tomorrow. Even some blizzard warnings across portions of western Iowa, southwest Minnesota, and also over toward the Green Bay area in Wisconsin, and also up towards Bayfield and Ashland County in far northwestern parts of the state. We do anticipate snow totals to be pretty hefty, maybe upwards of a foot or so by the time all is said and done tomorrow. Behind this, of course, bitter cold air will pour in. It's going to be quite a cold stretch for the next week. The forecast today, snow heavy at times, about 6 to 8 inches expected by late afternoon. Turning quite breezy with areas of blowing and drifting, high at 30, northeast wind 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, very breezy with snow, an additional 2 to 4 inches possible. Considerable blowing and drifting in open areas with a low of 18 degrees. North wind becoming northwest 15 to 25 miles an hour, gust over 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, and chilly with occasional light snow and flurries. There could be another inch or less. Storm total accumulation from 8 to 13 inches generally, high at 21. Northwest wind gusting to 30. Tomorrow night, breezy and very cold. Light snow showers early. Low 4 below 0. Wind chills plunging to 20 below. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy. High of 2. Staying partly cloudy early next week. Lows in the teens below 0. Highs a degree or 2 above 0. Wednesday, warming up a touch. High of 13 with a chance of snow showers late Wednesday into early Thursday. Please be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, snow continuing to blow around. A couple of inches of new snow and 28 degrees. Yesterday, 31 was the high. Record high for January 12th, 1871, 55 degrees. The low, 25 below in 1912. Last year's high, 35, and the low was 29. Sunset will occur at 4:48 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:32, coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the winds have picked up to 10 miles per hour from the north at times, and the barometer is steady at 29.64. A few of the snow cancellations and snow announcements. Village of Muscadet snow emergency will start at 10 tonight and continue until tomorrow at 10 a.m. This means no parking on any village streets tonight. Continue until Saturday morning. Optional places to park, lots including at the laundromat, swimming pool, and parking lot at Riverside Park by the bathhouse, boat landing. Also, the Muscadet Public Library is closed due to the predicted dangerous weather conditions as well. Spring Green Food Pantry is closed today. Among the community reminders, the VARC routes are canceled today. The City Municipal Building and the Community and Senior Center are both closed. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites are closed. As a result, there are no home-delivered meals. Grant County Senior Dining sites are closed, and Meals on Wheels and taxi services are canceled. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection today. That's been moved again to next Friday. Vernon County Health Department will be working in a virtual capacity today with limited staff available. Urgent calls should contact 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Simon's Recreation Complex will be open at 11 until 6:30. Lap swim from noon to 1:45, and family swim will be from 4 until 5:55. ET Foods is closed today. The family thrift shop will not be open, and Creative Outlet is closed as well. To go along with all of our school announcements from today, closed schools include Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, also Ithaca, Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, North Crawford. Hillsboro has gone virtual today. Waseca Steuben, Highland, Riverdale, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Kickapoo. It is 28 snowy degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up, a recap of last night's games. We'll also have a wrestling update as well. Details on the Bucks win all coming up today.
Hi, this is Julie. Stop in at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and enjoy some great savings on Christmas decor at 50% off and winter decor at 30% off. Some exclusions apply. At Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Prairie du Chien won 70-44 over Richland Center in area boys basketball. The Blackhawks led by 8 at halftime and ran away with a second half. Prairie du Chien was paced by 4 players in double-figure scoring. Tyler Harris and Nick McCulloch each had 16. Max Schneider added 15. Brady Lenzendorf 11. The Blackhawks made 5 threes and went 3-for-8 from the line. Richland Center had 3 players score in double figures, with Wes Bosworth scoring 13, Jaden Shep 11, including 3 three-pointers, Liam Fingerson scored 10, Tyler Woodman put in 5, Trayton Shep 3, Hayden Bindle and Garrison Weiss each had 2 points. The Hornets were 7-for-11 from the line. The Hornets won the JV game 41-37 over the visiting Blackhawks. Richland Center will host Wisconsin Heights for its next game on Tuesday night. The Hornets are now 0-4 in the league and 2-12 overall. Following the 70-44 win, Prairie is now 1-3 in the league and 4-8 overall. They will host Decorah coming up on Tuesday. In other action from the Southwest Conference, a big win for River Valley. They defeated Dodgeville 56-44. For River Valley, its 3rd win of the year in the conference. It was a win for Platteville over Lancaster 71-49. In the SWAL, Mineral Point 74, Riverdale 32. Iowa Grant over Fenimore 80-35. Darlington bested Boscobel 81-40. And Southwestern enjoyed a win over Cuba City 63-60. Highland 79, Cassville 57. In other action, it was North Crawford 71-52 over Seneca, and Cashton defeated Wonewoc Center 71-33. Mauston 56, Westfield 47, and River Ridge over Belmont 67-28. Mount Horeb 56, Reedsburg 41. Wisconsin Dells 73-26 over Adams Friendship. Potosi beat Benton 83-39. Barneville over Blackhawk 64-37. In girls basketball, it was River Valley over Lancaster 49-24, Fenimore 72, Iowa Grant 29, Hillsborough 63, New Lisbon 51, Wazika Steuben beat Kickapoo 48-43, North Crawford 62, Seneca 48. A few games were moved up to play last night because they knew they wouldn't play them tonight. Royal 62-54 over Cashton, and Potosi Cassville over River Ridge 60-25. Cambridge beat Wisconsin Heights 64-13. Ithaca Weston was involved in a triangular last evening, and they picked up 3 dual meet wins, 48-36 over Sparta, 58-17 over New Lisbon, and 54-23 they defeated Royal. Co-head coach Ithaca Weston, Troy Clary, joins us. Troy, it must have been a nice effort last night for the team in your 3 wins.
Yeah, the kids really came out and, been practicing hard, kind of hard with some of the weather and the illnesses going around, but the kids have been working hard, and we put together 3 good duels last night.
You get ready for your big weekend. Right now, it looks like officials are really going to try to have that event on Saturday. Is that the case?
We are. We've had some schools already cancel. Our goal is to at least have 8 teams there. If we fall below that, we will probably more than likely cancel it. The weather does not look good, and seems like by the minute the predictions are getting worse.
Well, as you look at that, it's a really important day to try and get in if you can. I know it's your Hall of Fame day, and how important is that for your program?
Well, it's real important. We got a pretty good history in our program, and we haven't really formally recognized a Hall of Fame, and that's what we've been trying to do for the last couple of years. And with the help of several of our community members, Steve Lewis, Gary Gukinek, to mention a few, they're really coming along nice.
So the plan is to recognize those individuals at what point of the day, Troy?
Right before the finals. Hopefully we have a good crowd on hand despite the weather. But in between the semifinals and the finals, that's when we're going to recognize them.
How do you feel the team wrestled recently? You know, you did pretty well in your tournament last weekend at Sauk Prairie, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We had 11 guys. 10 of them scored points for the team. We didn't have anybody in the finals, but yet we were in the top 5 out of 20 teams over there. So, you know, overall as a team, we're balanced. We had some matches we could have won, but we also had some matches that we wrestled really well in and, you know, won them matches. So, again, you know, as a team, we're wrestling fine.
All right. Sounds good, Troy. Well, good luck. We'll hope you get your day in, your big day tomorrow at Ithaca Weston.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Troy Clary joining us here on WRCO Sports. It is Hall of Fame Day tomorrow at Weston High School, and Ithaca Weston will induct these into the Hall of Fame officially. Steve Waterman, former coach, Lyle Wildes, along with Bob Lewis, Don Koenig, Jim Brickle, Don Willis, John Fosterling, and John Sumwalt. The Richland Center wrestling team has been busy as of late, and they're planning on being at the Weston in Ithaca Invitational tomorrow. Coach Silas Coleman joined me earlier this week as we talked about the Hornets' recent outing at Kickapoo last weekend.
Yeah, I was really proud of the way that everyone wrestled on Saturday. Ethan and Emma Haiti were able to come away to the tournament with MVP for both the boys and girls side of things, finishing both of them in first place. But overall, as a team, I was really proud of the way everybody wrestled. I thought they wrestled really tough, and that helped us out overall as a team on Saturday.
When you've had practice time this week, what are some things you work on this time of year?
I think at this point in the year, we're really focusing in on the things that each kid is doing well, and I'm just trying to fine-tune that, and then starting to look at just the small things in our matches that are going to add up to make the big differences. So whether that's, you know, our head positioning or our footwork, just stuff like that, that seems like a little thing. But when we start doing all those things right, it's going to add into maybe more takedowns for us or whatever the case may be. So just starting to look at those things a little bit.
You have the tournament, hopefully, at Weston coming up on Saturday. Do you know much about the teams coming in or anything like that, Silas?
Right now, it looks like there's 15 teams that are scheduled to be there. Some of the teams we've seen already this year, so we have a little bit of history with them, but there's some new teams in there that we haven't seen yet this year in Oostburg and Parkview, Albany, so it'll be nice to have those teams there just to get some different competition.
Will you have the full complement of the team that day?
I believe we will have almost every weight class filled. There's still a couple that we're still trying to figure out, but things are looking up from our previous tournaments where we've had 6-7 wrestlers.
Are the girls headed anywhere on Saturday?
Yeah, so right now the girls are planning to go to Westby for their girls' tournament there. We've never been to that one before, and honestly, I don't know if this is the first year that they ran that tournament, but we're looking forward to heading there and getting some good competition.
Hornet wrestling coach Silas Coleman joining us on WRCO Sports. Coffee Glunch Bowling yesterday, series high, spare parts, $17.79. The Girlfriends is $17.63. The Three Aces is $17.28. High Game Honors, Girlfriends, $6.31. Three Aces, $6.17. Spare parts, $609. Top Series, Cheryl McNerland, $4.55. Marcia Mahatka, $4.46. Alma Manning, a $4.43. Top Game, Pat Adams, $1.78. Cheryl McNerland, 175. Judy Sharman, 174. Splits picked up. Alma Manning, a 510. Irene Klatstovey, a 310. Cheryl McNerland, a 4-6. And Deanne Kepler, a 5-7 in the coffee clutch. All-Star Bowling last night. TKO Barbecue, a 29-38. Advance Pump and Well, a 2909. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 28-48. Harris Exteriors, a 10-74 game. TKO Barbecue, 1060. Advanced Pump and Well at 1043. Kevin Genthy with a high series, 773, 131 over average. Travis Bushley, 104 over average with a 767. And Scott Oman, 119 over average with a 698. The bowling high games. Kevin Genthy, 279, his third of the season, 278 for Travis Bushley, and a 263, third best game for Scott Oman. Kelly Parr bowled a 530, 119 over average. The Bucks dominated the Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics by such a margin, the visitors began the second half with their bench players playing. Well, Milwaukee led by 43 at one point of the game and finished with an emphatic 135-102 victory in the the action last night. Coach Adrian Griffin's previously struggling team able to find itself last night anyway. Bobby Portis led the way with 28 points, a dozen rebounds with the win. Milwaukee trails Boston by 3 games in the standing. Golden State visits the Fiserv Forum on Saturday. Coach Adrian Griffin was overall pleased with the way his team stayed with it.
You know, we stick together. You got to basically, you know, lock out all the noise when you're down. You know, you're going to expect some people to, you know, find ways to divide us, but we stick together. You know, that's what was special about this team. I love the way we responded like champions today.
And Bobby Portis says it looked good that the team was all together.
We were in a funk to start the year. We really didn't have anything good going for us, so it was good to see our defense going, see the offense, see the ball hopping, see everybody, you know, having fun again. That's the biggest thing. When you play this game, man, you obviously want to be locked in on the game plan, but you do want to have fun doing it as well, and we had that tonight.
Coach Greg Gard's Badgers are 10-point favorites to beat Northwestern in a Big Ten conference game tomorrow. Tip-off time is at 11 a.m. from the Kohl Center. Wisconsin has won 5 games in a row, boosting the team's overall record to 12-3. The Badgers have won all 4 conference games so far. Northwestern is vulnerable on the boards, but usually wins the turnover battle. That suggests a relatively error-free game is coming. The Dallas Cowboys are favored by just over a touchdown, 7.5 points, in the NFL wildcard game against Green Bay. It kicks off 3:30 on Sunday. First-year starter Jordan Love was the league's hottest quarterback over the last half of the season. The Packer defense will try to slow down the highest-scoring team in the league. Veteran quarterback Dak Prescott's favorite target is CeeDee Lamb, who caught 135 passes for 1,749 yards. It will be up to quarterback Jair Alexander to slow him down, and Alexander has missed a lot of time this season with injuries and sat out practice this week as well. And Willie Adames leads 3 more Brewers who have signed new deals for the 2024 season, avoiding arbitration. Adames gets a raise of just over $3.5 million in a contract worth $12.25 million. He's coming off a season where he hit .217 with 24 home runs. Others avoiding an arbitration hearing are first baseman Jake Bowers, reliever Bryce Wilson, and left-hander Hobie Milner. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hauling, fencing, hunting. As sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load on the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport. Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's been a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service and building solid relationships since 1881. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality, reliable service at the lowest possible cost.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9. Sauk County ADRC meal sites are closed. There will be no Meals on Wheels home deliveries or drive-in, drive-through as well. Richland County and Grant County also canceling their meal sites and home deliveries. The City Municipal Building and Richland Center Community and Senior Center both closed today. Richland Center VARC routes are canceled among the events not going on today. Also, we can tell you that the town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection today. They moved that back to next week. We have snow and 28 at WRCO. Winds kind of come and go right now. The air is calm. That's good. The snow just kind of drifts down. But then at times, that wind really whips it around there. It's kind of like a snow cyclone every once in a while here. And it sounds like it could get worse. Winter storm warning in effect now until noon on Saturday. Coming up, today's Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Caron State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Caron State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brand new from BJ Jamison, coming up here on WRCO, Fresh from the Country. Also, a little bit later on, our most played country song across the land.
I was playing my guitar in a West Texas bar. She walked up and asked me, can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears and put a dollar in my jar. I took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. I looked up at the neon and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as she hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. He took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said, I'd just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a bronc busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Everybody say hallelujah and roll away the stone. Tap your shoes among the blues to some old drinking song. Let's all think, oh hey, cause they wrote down every word of that honky-tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival. Quench our thirst, turn the water into wine in this country music church. Yeah, 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 oh, oh.
Brush in the Country on WRCO, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We'll have our trivia question of the day, tough trivia for you, to try and solve to see who can win the cookies today. That's straight ahead. This is a new one from Jelly Roll.
County jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hold the chariot, go swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm undiscerning. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always fading? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell. My angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't tell.
Jelly Roll on WRCO, Country and Community. We'll have more brand new releases coming up here in a moment as we take a look at Nashville releases and all of the stuff going on in country music.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Corton Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Corton Main in downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is bad news, as if we needed any more here on this snow warning day. But Fruit Stripe gum, something of a childhood icon for many gum chewers, will soon head over the rainbow with its multicolored zebra mascot, Yipes. The manufacturer of Fruit Stripe gum, the Chicago company Ferrara Candy, gave the magazine Food & Wine a statement Tuesday that it is discontinuing the product. Fruit Stripe may have best been known for its oversized packs of striped gum sticks, each bearing a distinct fruit flavor that typically faded away quickly upon chewing. For years, the packs contained temporary tattoos of brand mascot Yipes, the rainbow zebra, that kids could apply to their arms, legs, and faces. Gum chewers often joked that the tattoos lasted far longer than the gum's flavor. Okay. Yeah, that's too bad, though. They have to go see if I can hoard some, you know, to have it, because when it's gone, it's gone. Anyway, coming up, our trivia question of the day on WRCO Radio. It is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The winning answer wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We're going to play a little trivia for you here today and see how you do. What was last year's most commonly returned Christmas gift? The recent Christmas season, so Christmas of 2023, what was the most commonly returned Christmas gift? Was it A, sweaters? Was it B, pajamas? C, phones? Or D, fruitcake? 608-647-4155 for the chance to win some cookies that you will not return. I'm telling you what. Here's a new one from Billy Joe Jones.
Come on! I wish waiting didn't take so long. They say absence makes a long. Just fine. Hey, let's get down to business. No more wasting time. I'm always in a hurry, and that suits me just fine.
Congrats to our winner, Rhonda of Gotham, the winner today. Congrats. What was last year's most commonly returned Christmas gift? You should have answered pajamas. There you go. B, pajamas, most commonly returned Christmas gift. Well, I guess I didn't get any, but would I have taken them? I probably wouldn't have taken them back, but generally I find something else to sleep in. old pair of shorts or sweatpants, you know, something like that, probably. So not that I would use them or have any occasion to, but you never know. It's not nice to have them, right? Let me see, what else? Runner-up? Yeah, the runner-up is ugly sweaters, too. So, but, you know, it's tough. Sometimes, you know, they have these ugly sweater outings and things like that. I'm thinking that's kind of a pretty sweater. You know, I guess it's beauty is in the eye of the beholder sometimes. That's it for trivia, sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Here's a brand new one from Jess Mazaluk.
She'll have dinner on the table every night by five. She won't mind grabbing you a Coors Light from the fridge while she takes care of two kids. She'll mind her own business when the boys gone through. Let you get away with the things you do when you're drunk.
From the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
12 minutes before 9 o'clock, snow continues. About 2 3/4 inches here so far, so working toward 3 already. Yeah, it's happening. 28 degrees in Richland Center. Drive carefully if you have to be out there driving today. A big mover on the charts this week, Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen.
Hey,
it was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mama's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mama's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house.
Talk about Simon's Recreation Complex on the morning show today. Some warm thoughts about what is going on there and the great things for the community. Simon's will be opening at 11 this morning. It is 28 snowy degrees at WRCO as we play some hot new tunes. This one moving up for Gabby Barrett these days. All about glory days.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. Quiet house, it's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost a thing, it's slow roll of a porch swing, it's dogs running while the birds sing, it's you picking that six string. This is a
the glory days.
These are the glory days. Gabby Barrett on WRCO. Coming up, the most played song across the land, but one more that's doing well with Old Dominion and Megan Maroney.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Most played songs across the land, George Burge, Mind on You at number 5, Chris Stapleton and White Horse at number 4, number 3, Jelly Roll with Lainey Wilson, Save Me, also Dan and Shay, and The Trouble, that's going on at number 2 for the second week, and number 1 for a second week, Nate Smith and World on Fire.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. This town out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love. Ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Yeah, it's all long gone. I'm watching flames get higher. And I can't move on. I just gotta let it burn, burn, burn on down. Girl, without you it don't turn, turn, turn. Can't even ride the ropes. Don't know my way around this place. I can't see through the smoke. Pile up every memory.